Someone asked me, why do people during Hoshanas have the lulav and the esrog in separate hands, and they try to hold the siddur in their arms, or they have a little card? Can't you simply have the lulav and esrog in one hand and the siddur in another hand? Now the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis says, Amar Rabba lulav b'yamin v'esrog b'small, that the lulav's in the right hand, the esrog's in the left hand. My time, what's the reason? Hani t'lasa mitzvos v'haychad the mitzvah. The lulav has three mitzvot, the lulav, hadas, and arava, and the esrog is only one mitzvah. So the more chasha, the more important items are the lulav together with the hadas and arava, so that's put in the right hand, and the esrog's in the left hand. Now this is of course if you are a righty, and also the Gemara is making an assumption. The Gemara is making an assumption that they have to be in separate hands. Why can't they be in the same hand? Why can't you put the lulav and the hadas and the rava and the esrog in the same hand? Just bind the lulav and the hadas and ravos together, and have the esrog and hold them all in the same hand. So Levush explains that since the Torah states that ulkatem lachem in the pasuk ulkatem lachem priets hadar, kapos tamar ve'anaf eitz avos ve'arvei nachal, the Torah doesn't say ulakatem lachem b'yom rishon priets hadar v'kapos tamarim. There's no vav before kapos tamarim, and that indicates that the esrog is one hand and kapos tamarim v'anaf eitz avos ve'arvei nachal. So that's these three items are in another hand. So we see that, and so therefore, again, esrog in one hand, and the other three in the other hand, and the Gemara is then saying, okay, so do the three in the right hand and esrog in the left hand. It should be noted that not everyone agrees that this lack of vav teaches us this point. In the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Siman Tafresh and Aleph, Seif Aleph, the Levush is also in Siman Tafresh and Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch Harav explains that some argue and say that the fact that there's no vav before kapos tamarim doesn't teach you that they have to be in separate hands. Rather, that the lulav, hadas, and rovs have to be bound together, and the esrog is not bound with them, but doesn't necessarily teach you that they have to be in separate hands. Now, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you take the lulav, hadas, and rovos in the right hand, and the esrog in the left hand. This is the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tav Resh Nun Aleph at Seif Beis, and the Mishnah Brura points out, he cites a machlokas as to what happens if you don't do that, are you yotzi the mitzvah or not. There's a machlokas as to whether you're yotzi or not, and the Mishnah Brura paskin li'in halacha yesh lahachmir b'shel Torah v'tzarech lachzor v'litlo b'lo bracha. When it comes to the Torah obligation of waving the lulav, if you put them in the wrong hands, you didn't put the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand, then you should take it again without a bracha. But again, it's a machlokes as to whether you're required to do that based on your understanding of why, of what the fact that there's no vav before kapos tamarim teach you. Does that teach you they have to be in separate hands? Or simply that you bind the lulav with the hadas and rovos together and the esrog is separately? So this is why we take the lulav in the right hand, the esrog in the left hand, if we are a righty. Now, the Magen Avraham asked the following question. Why does the Gemara say that the reason why we take the lulav in the right hand, the esrog in the left hand, is because the lulav has three mitzvos with it? There's a better reason why you should take the lulav in the right hand. This is the Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Resh Nun Aleph Seif Beis. Seif Katan Vav. The Magen Avraham points out that the halacha is in Hilchos Brachos that you should take the item on which you're making the bracha in the right hand. The Gemara explains in Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin Beis that we recite the bracha of Al Natilas Lulav and not Al Natilas Esrog or Al Natilas Hadas or Avavos because Ho V'Gavah Mikulam. This is the tallest agricultural species that we take. So we recite the bracha on Tilas Lulav. So since we're reciting the bracha on Tilas Lulav, ask the Magen Avraham, so why does the Gemara give the answer that we recite, that we take the lulav in the right hand because it has three mitzvos, say that we take the lulav in the right hand, because we make the bracha on tilas lulav, and whatever we recite the bracha on, that is the item that we should take in the right hand. So the Magen Avraham explains that what the Gemara is telling us is that you're right. Maybe because of, maybe when we're reciting a bracha, then we should take the lulav in the right hand. But there are other times that we take the lulav in Esrog, such as what? Such as Bishas Amiros Hoshanos. When we take the Hoshanos, we're not making a bracha of Anatilas Lulav there. So what are you supposed to put in your left hand? What are you supposed to put in your right hand? So the halacha is, says the Magen Avraham, you should take the lulav in the right hand, and you should take the esrog in the left hand. And indeed, that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat Tesvav, that he cites this opinion of the Magen Avraham. Now, the Piskei Tshuvos writes that even though that's the halacha, that in Hoshanos you're supposed to take the lulav in the right hand and the esrog in the left hand, he writes, "V'tzarech iyun madua in holam nisharim b'kach." Why isn't the world careful in this? Most people take the siddur in one hand and they take the lulav and hadasim and the lulav and the esrog in the other hand. And he says that uchanir and ishtarish hadavim mishum shetzarech lachzik hasiddur k'dei likro ha'hoshados sheda kol b'kim bo balpe. He says practically that this custom developed, that you take the siddur in one hand and lulav and the esrog in the other hand, because you need to hold the siddur. Nobody knows. People don't know those shanas by heart. So what can you do? V'lachein machzikin alulav esrog shneim b'yamin. Therefore, people take the lulav and the esrog in the right hand, v'asiddur b'smol, and the siddur in the left hand. He does write, ach hamedaktik b'mitzvah shishtadol shigam v'es amir sal shanas yachzik alulav b'yamin v'esrog b'smol. He says that if someone is very particular in mitzvahs, he should try to take those shanas. During those shanas, take the lulav in the right hand or the esrog in the left hand. Again, the modim zmanim writes that some people try to hold the siddur in their arms, or they look in the siddur of their friends. But in any case, this is the basis for even not just during the tilas lulav, not just during the bracha, but also during those shanas to take the lulav in the right hand, the esrog in the left hand, and maybe use a card or look over someone's shoulder. But again, the Piskei Tshuvos does write that the Minhag Olam seems to be not particular, the people aren't particular about this, but it seems that if possible, one should try not only to take the lulav in the right hand and esrog in the left hand for the brachos, but if possible to do so even during the Hoshanos, at least lechatchila.